Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
94.7 WMAS. It's the Kellogg crew, Chris Kellogg and Dina. And Chris Kellogg's off today. And it's time now for Dina's Dirt at the 40s. Never too soon to start prepping for the holiday season. Join Pioneer Valley Credit Union's Holiday Club. Set it and forget it with direct deposit to save for the holiday. Get more value in the valley with Pioneer Valley Credit Union, federally insured by the NCUA. All right, Ricky Martin breathing a huge sigh of relief today. He's won his case against his nephew, who accused him of inappropriate relations and also of stalking. And it turns out his 21-year-old nephew withdrew the claim. So that's technically why Ricky won. But the judge dismissed the temporary restraining order that he had issued just last week. And it's not something that Ricky is like really happy about. I mean, yes, he's happy that this is not happening to him anymore, but he's sad because this is his nephew and his nephew struggles. He says, I wish him the best and I hope he finds the help he needs so he can start a new life with love and truth and joy and he doesn't hurt anybody else. So good to know that Ricky Martin is back on track because a lot of his projects were at risk of being canceled because of these allegations. Speaking of allegations, Will Smith's recent controversy has not affected his career, it seems. You know, Will was blasted for slapping Chris Rock at the Oscars. Well, his film last year, Emancipation, brought in $35 million salary for him. So Will was the second highest paid actor of the year, just behind Tom Cruise, who's expected to earn more than $100 million from the Top Gun sequel. We talked about this before. He gets a base salary, but then he gets more money based on the sales in the theaters. And Tom was adamant this film not be released on demand or, you know, pay at home or whatever it happens to be. He wanted this strictly in theaters. Now, the top earning actress is Margot Robbie, who's getting $12.5 million for Barbie. That's kind of sad. That's the top earning dollar amount for the female actresses. I hope to see that change. Well, sad news, actress Shanka Dukura, who had a role in the recent Elvis movie, has died at the age of 44. Shanka plays Big Mama Thornton in the Elvis movie, and she was found Thursday morning in her bedroom by one of her young kids who ran to the neighbors to get help. Now, police don't suspect foul play. Shanka was also known for Doja Cat's Vegas music video, where she also played the role of Big Mama Thornton. Well, after being turned down by a judge for a new trial, Amber Heard has officially applied for her appeal on the original trial. One of her spokespeople said that they believe the court made errors that prevented a just and fair verdict, and they're therefore appealing it. And they said, we realize today's filing will ignite the Twitter bonfires, but there are steps that we need to take to ensure both fairness and justice. Well, this is exciting. You know, we were hoping we were going to get a second season of the Amber Heard and Johnny Depp trial. So we'll have to see what ends up happening with that application. And that's your dirt at 640. There's more fresh stuff coming your way in Dina's Dirt at 740 with 94.7 WMAS. 94.7 WMAS. It's the Kellogg crew. Chris Kellogg off this week. And it's Dina McMahon and Brett Provo with you this morning.
I can see you're doing well. You made your coffee already.
I did. That's how you know I'm ahead of the game, right?
She's having a good day so far.
I am. Things are going well. I got to knock on wood because I do not want to jinx my day.
Well, happy Friday.
Thank you. Happy Friday to you as well. And it's now officially dirt time. Dirt is being brought to you by Pioneer Valley Credit Union. It's never too soon to start prepping for the holiday season. Join Pioneer Valley Credit Union's Holiday Club. Get more value in the valley with Pioneer Valley Credit Union, federally insured by the NCUA. All right. Well, Miles Teller, you know, from Top Gun Maverick, mm-hmm. He plays Goose's son. His mustache. That mustache. But anyway, his wife made him shave it immediately after filming, he said.
Oh, is that right?
So she feels the same way I do. But that mustache has been basically like mimicked by a lot of people on TikTok showing off their similar mustaches. But Miles loves that. He says, I'm a big fan of it. If it makes them more confident, then more power to them. But I don't know. He doesn't see this lasting too long. He says maybe it'll be a good summer trend and then die out.
That's what I'm thinking, a trend, yeah.
Yeah.
What do you think? I look good with a mustache like that?
Gosh, I haven't seen you in a mustache in a long time.
It's been a long time. Mm-hmm. We shaved it off in 1997, 8, somewhere around there.
But I remember yours being normal looking. I feel like, who was it that had a weird one too? Was it Harry Styles? I don't know. Somebody had like this very interesting looking mustache that I wasn't having it.
I was compared to some 70s adult film stars so, with that mustache I had. So
I wasn't
going to
say it. Frank Fritz from History Channel's American Pickers is in the hospital. He suffered a stroke, and his former co-star, Mike Wolff, said, pray for him. So I guess it's very serious. And you remember Frank left American Pickers back in 2020 because of his health problems. That was his last appearance, March 2020, right around when COVID started, if that gives you a sort of a sense of what the time frame is. So we wish him the best. We hope he comes out of the hospital okay.
Absolutely.
From this. Yeah. Black Ink star Cesar Emanuel has turned himself in on charges related to animal cruelty. Weeks after showing a video of him abusing a dog went viral, he was fired from Black Ink crew after this video was leaked. He had hit a dog with a chair. According to TMZ, Caesar said the video doesn't show that he was only trying to break up a fight between his animals. Southern Charm star Shep Rose and his girlfriend Taylor Ann Green, they've split after 2 years of dating, and this isn't like a let's be friends thing. Apparently, Shep's got an issue with monogamy, and he refused to commit to Taylor after 2 years. And
yeah, he's
telling
her after 2 years.
Yeah. And he's telling her he doesn't want to be with just one person and change his lifestyle. And he actually even admitted to Andy Cohen during the reunion that he had cheated on Taylor and basically fessed up to some text messages between him and another woman. He even sort of threw in that it was an old flame. And he says, and I kissed a girl in the stairwell, but that's all it was.
Oh, yeah.
That's all it was.
Did she say, bye-bye, don't let the door hit you?
Basically. Yeah. I mean, those are like your baby steps to the next step, you know? Mm-hmm. I could understand why she got rid of him because, you know, this wasn't going to go anywhere positive.
Obviously, yeah. And after 2 years, if you figured it out, then that's it.
You remember that Friends episode?
Which one?
Well, my mom always said, once a cheater, always a cheater.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck haven't planned an official honeymoon just yet. I was telling you about that yesterday. But they are celebrating here and there while they wait for their big reception to come. The two stepped out for dinner in Paris.
Wow. Oh, just happen to be in Paris and just step out.
You know? Just dinner in Paris. Yeah. NBD. You know, it's funny because like most people would consider dinner in Paris an entire honeymoon.
Exactly, yeah.
But for them, it's just another night out, right?
Tomorrow night, Rome. I don't know.
Yes. We just call that your typical weekend, right, with
exactly.
The Jennifer. And that's your dirt at 740. More fresh stuff in Dina's Dirt at 840 with 94.7 WMAS. 94.7 WMAS. It's the Kellogg crew. Time now for Dina's Dirt at the 40s, being brought to you by Pioneer Valley Credit Union. Join Pioneer Valley Credit Union's Holiday Club. Set it and forget it with direct deposit to save for the holiday. Get more value in the valley with Pioneer Valley Credit Union, federally insured by the NCUA. All right, here we go. Tom Bauer writes in his new book, Revenge, Meghan, Harry, and the War Between the Windsors, that Meghan Markle believed one of their famous friends was selling them out. So in particular, she suspected it was Victoria Beckham.
Oh, really?
And had Harry call David Beckham to basically accuse his wife of being the one to leak stories about Meghan and Harry. And that definitely put some strain on their relationship, the relationship with the Beckhams. And it made things awkward for a while. And now Tom's book also claims, too, that she said with the whole Meghan Markle, Kate Middleton, who made who cry.
Right.
Okay, remember there was a whole thing about the flower girls wearing tights and the hemline on the dress and, you know, all this stuff. He says, you want the answer? It was Meghan who made Kate Middleton cry, not the other way around, as Meghan had been claiming all along. So these are the claims he makes in his book.
Interesting.
Does that make them true?
Not necessarily. Right.
But it's what he says. So interesting.
Thanks for good reading, if nothing else.
Yeah.
Right?
I mean, you know, I'll just put it in the same category as reality TV.
Yeah.
Right? How real is it? Ryan Reynolds sent a video to a 13-year-old who underwent open-heart surgery. What a guy, right?
Yeah, that's pretty nice.
Yeah, the boy's father had actually gone on Twitter asking, you know, to put out a challenge there. Can you get any Marvel superheroes to send a message to my heart hero? Seb is the boy's name. And so it looks like Ryan Reynolds was the one to accept the challenge. And he told Seb, I know you're going through it, pal. You have a ton of amazing people that care about you. I want to send you my well wishes and send you all my love. You're doing amazing, and I am super proud of you. So, of course, Seb's dad made sure everybody knew that that was very awesome and that Ryan made his hero heart's day. So thanked him very much for that. And, you know, it's great to know that these celebrities do these things. It takes them, what, a minute or two to give someone a lifetime of happiness.
And what a cool guy to do that.
Yes.
That's awesome.
And he's cute. Never forget that Ryan Reynolds is cute.
Oh, is that right?
Lauren Pumpkin Efford was left shocked after she found out that her mother, Mama June, was willing to give Alana Thompson, you know, Honey Boo Boo, up for adoption rather than keep paying Lauren child support. So she had gone to a meeting with Pumpkin and her lawyer, and Mama June thought that she was there at this meeting to give up Honey Boo Boo for adoption. And then the attorney clarified, no, if you signed your rights over, that would mean Pumpkin would be adopting her. And she said, well, right, that's what I thought this was. Oh. So Lauren was just floored, saying, you blow all this money on men and you refuse to give me the money for your child that I've been taking care of for years now? So yeah, she's not happy with her mom, needless to say. I don't think anybody is right now.
Right, exactly.
Lizzo has answered a burning question many Harry Styles fans may have been wondering.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, she took part in LUK's Ask Me Anything video series, and someone did ask her what Harry Styles smells like.
What?
So she said, Harry smells very good. He smells like soap. And she said that he smells fresh and clean.
Instead of what? That basically means he showers every day, right?
I guess.
He smells clean. Hello?
I guess now she didn't reveal what kind of soap it is, so I can only imagine the throngs of Harry Styles fans that will be lining the soap and deodorant aisles trying to figure out which which scent is Harry Styles. I have to know! And that's your Dirt at 840. You can get all the reports and the podcasts at dinasdirt.com with 94.7 WMAS.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.